When it was revealed that 6,500 child abuse cases went uninvestigated in Arizona, outrage swept through state government. No matter the political party, everyone recognized the need for change. Penelope Jacks with the Children's Action Alliance agrees that the problems at CPS are numerous, but she says this is not the time to level blame.
Honestly, that doesn't get us that far. Really, the focus is what can be done to make things better for all these children and for this whole system.
Jacks says everyone is focusing on the thousands of uninvestigated cases, but she says those are only the tip of the iceberg.
That doesn't count the 10,000 cases that are inactive, which means nothing's happened on them for 60 days, and the 12,000 cases that are open that should have been dealt with and closed. So the numbers are really very, very large.
Jack says when it comes to children's services, CPS is the end of the line. And she hopes these latest revelations will help bring more attention to the front end, preventing children from becoming part of the state system.
The real part of the story is keeping families together, keeping children safe in their families. So what families need is a safe place for children to go while the parents work. They need good child care. Since 2008, 74% fewer children receive subsidized child care from working families than did. Where are those children? We don't know. Who's taking care of those kids? We don't know.
State Senator David Bradley from Tucson says, like Jacks, he's not surprised by the problems.
When I was in the legislature before, we predicted that if we cut off the front end of services for kids, that the Piper would come. And the Piper's here, and he's got a voracious appetite.
Bradley is a certified counselor and is also the chief development officer at La Frontera. He says the problem with CPS is not necessarily money.
Well, that's what I'm, suggesting, is trying to, again, step back and look at the broader picture of just the needs of children in the state as a whole, and not just trying to band-aid CPS in the way that we have in the past. Again, there's a big crisis. We throw some money at it. Interest wanes when everything seems a little calm, and lo and behold, something bad occurs, and it's a function of a lot of different things.
Bradley is hoping when lawmakers return to Phoenix early next year, they'll consider making a single children's agency.
The state invests a lot of money in a lot of different types of resources, and I'm just suggesting that we consider, trying to aggregate those resources in a way that would, in the long run, help alleviate the pressures that CPS finds itself under all of the time. So, as I suggested there, in terms of putting, juvenile justice and the parts of the mental health system, parts of the public health system that focus on services for kids, and putting them under one hat, or under one director, and thereby coordinating care and services and all those interventions that the state provides under different silos currently, so that when a crisis occurs, we've used the term in the 90s of no wrong door, that if a child shows up in juvenile justice or mental health or CPS, that we streamline those services and we try to avoid duplication.
Officials with CPS had initially hoped to have all of the mishandled cases cleared by earlier this week. That deadline has come and gone. Officials have not said when they'll finish investigating the cases. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.